Hopefully, for sure.
Oh, for sure. Are you here then?
Okay, so we have so we left off with I guess the problem was we're on Kedusha Mem Aleph Amud Beis. So we said that if you say Shliach by Gittin and Kedushin, so I'd say you don't say it by Truma because Truma is Kodesh. So you said that in Kodesh there's a Kiyam in a Gavra, the Gavra of Kodesh, the Gavra Mafresh of the Trumas, and could be because of the fact. So it could be that in when it comes to Kodesh, the Torah formulated it as a real Maisa of Afrasha. So that the Gavra is a Lefnei Hashem, where he's an Osek in the Hafrasha. In which case, you wouldn't be able to use a Shliach. Whereas by Chol, which is a Mitzvah of Chol, Mitzvah of Chol is not a, there's no Gavra of the Mitzvah. The Mitzvah is a regular Gavra of Chol, is a normal guy, and just doing these activities on the, according to the guidelines of Halacha. So in that area, I'd say there's no Din, or the Torah doesn't formulate it. That's when Torah doesn't formulate a Maisa per se, just bring that into fact. But perhaps, again, since you see precedent, there is a Gavra in Kodesh, so maybe you'll say that the Torah formulated a din of a Maisa Hafrasha Struma, per se, in which case you can use Shliach. Kamash Mal and Gamatem teaches you now. It's really just to bring about the effect of the Truma. Fine. So that's fine. So then, so it's fine, you know, by Truma, but now by Karban Pesach, I'd say you still know Shliach doesn't work there. Because Karban Pesach is even more Kadosh than Truma. So therefore it's true, it works by Truma, but I'll say by Karban Pesach, it's not by Karban, it's not going to work, because it's a high level Kedusha. So you just want to know, what does this mean? So he says, Chol hu etzal kadshim. He says, I feel Truma, Chol hu etzal, Rashi says. He says, even Truma is Chol etzal kadshim. So I don't know, what does that mean? It's more Kodosh, less Kodosh, in what sense is it talking about? Have argued that the Torah formulated, apparently you might have argued the Torah formulated a Maisa Shlita, and not just saying to realize the Hakrava through Shlita, you know what I mean, in which case you use a Shliach. Rather, it's the Torah was formulated, it's a realization of the Hakrava, but it could be the Torah formulated that as a Maisa Shlita per se. Why would you say that? Oh, because it's Kodesh. Ayah Vachum is also Kodesh. Yeah, but this is more Kodesh. So we just want to know, what's this idea? More Kodesh, less Kodesh? What's that whole, what was shot? Okay, so tell me this is what you're saying. Okay, so Johnny's saying that, I think, that there's so Chol Hu Eitzel Kachem. Okay, so Johnny's saying that the idea is that there's, now when you talk about Kodesh, there's the Kedusha and the Kodesh, the Kodesh of Karban is different than that of Truma. Because in Karban, it's like, Karban is Avoda. Okay, it's Avoda Sasham. Right? That's what Karban is. What are you doing? What are you doing? So you're totally involved in the world of Avoda. Right? And that's the idea. It was a Gavra, is an Oved. Oved is automatically the Gavra. Because the Gavra is in a world of Hashem. That's totally what he's doing. He's slaughtering an animal for what? What's he doing with this whole thing? He's involved in Avoda, in Mikdash, and I mean, it's Karbanos, it's the world of Karban. The world of Kodshim is a world of Avoda Sashem. But he says in Truma is really, is a world of divining the goods, I guess. You have produce, right, and you have to disperse your produce. Are you going to keep all your produce? Are you going to distribute some of it? So the thing is, you distribute your produce based upon your Hakara of the Oved Hashem. So in other words, there is an idea, Truma has Kedusha, because you're designating it for the Oved Hashem, like Chelav Avodasam, as like a reward in place of him being able to do Avodas Hashem. So you're involved in Lefnei Hashem, and you're giving the Chafza a designation of Hashem, of Trumas Hashem, but it's not the framework in which it exists is a framework of Chol, which is associated, imbued with Kedusha. It's the world of your produce and your bread, and it's imbued with Kedusha because the way in which you give your bread is to the Kohen because of his Lefnei Hashem. But it's not like the Truma is used for a Karban, per se. I mean, maybe they have to eat it. There are conditions of when the Kohen eats it or whatever. But it's not a Karban, it's not a Voda. It's just an idea is that it's associated with Avoda because your distribution of your goods is based upon the recognition of Avoda Sashem. So it's a word, it involves the framework of Kedusha. Because it has Kedusha, so it's Lashem because of the Oved Hashem. But totally different is Kodshim, whereas entirely the world of Lifnei Hashem. That is the world of El Kodshim. So maybe you'll say, is that boy, Chuma, so even though there is a Gavra Mafresh, because you're giving it an identity of Kodesh of Chuma Hashem, you say, still the Torah didn't make it into a Maisa, per se. It set it up as just a Din HaFrasha, and the Gavra is optional. But you say, in Kodshim, which is totally the world of Lifnei Hashem, you'd say there, definitely, it's the whole world is the world of the Gavra of Lifnei Hashem, and therefore the Torah formulated a Maisa state, everything is a Maisim, just to bring about the goals. No, there it's Vodas Hashem, the Gavra of Lifnei Hashem, and he has to subordinate himself to Lifnei Hashem and do all these actions. So the different level of Kedusha, the all-encompassing nature, the framework of Kedusha and Avoda and Kodshim, such that there, I'd say, the Torah definitely did formulate Maisim. The Lifnei Hashem comes in parenthetically. In other words, it's like they say the idea of the Gavra and the Lifnei, the Shem Hashem, comes in parenthetically to Truma. Truma is really your food and your produce and you're reaping your harvest. It comes in parenthetically. The Hashem, Truma's Hashem, comes in. You're giving this your food the identity of the Hashem. But Kodshim is the world of Hashem, of Lifnei Hashem, of Odas Hashem. That's what Kodshim is. So that's the Gavra of Lifnei Hashem is that is the very nature of this askas of Karbanos. That's what you're doing. In Kodshim, in Truma, you're not. You're involved in your produce, in Zerayim, in the world of Zerayim. And now you're just a matter of, as part of Yisroel, you have to pay heed to the Gavra, to the Oved Hashem, and thereby create Truma Hashem. So you could argue that the Gavra is there, he partakes of Chol. That means it's Chol Huwe Tzal Kodshim. It means it partakes of Chol, that framework as compared to Kodshim is really Chol. Because it's the framework of just here dealing with the produce. Now it's true, it's your produce which enters the realm of Kodesh. So if you compare that to regular Chol, then it's Kodesh. But if you compare it up against Kodshim, which is the world of Kodesh, so then it's Chol Eitz all that. Okay, so now that leads us to the next thing. Okay. So by the way, so Kamash Malan, that even though it's Lifnei Hashem, it doesn't matter. Even though it's Kodshim, it's the world of Avodah. But we said, it's like the real idea in the Karban, like in Karban Pesach and Karban, is the din of being a Makrev. Being a Makrev of your Karban. And the Shechita is just the realization of your Akrava. Your Makrev, how you Makrev? Oh, because it's Nishchad. That's what renders it a Mukrav. A Nikrav. So therefore, it doesn't matter if you per se do it or if the Kohen does. And that's what Lima is teaching you. Okay? Fine. So the question is, fine. So then the Gemara asks, so let's go back now. So why can't you just teach me by Truma and leave it and not teach it to me by, by, let's say, Getamik Edition? So it says, no. No, because I'd say that the reason why it works by Truma is because Yeshna Machshava. Yeshna Machshava. So it says, what does that mean? It means that you could, No sinayin of tzad zeh ve'ocha b'tzad zeh. Because it says, v'nechshav lachem. V'nechshav lachem. So it is interesting. The whole halacha is interesting. Is that you could take off truma without doing anything. You just look at the thing or think of the thing. V'nechshav v'vavad. You make a truma. So, but yet, you'd think, so it's saying, since you see that works, so that's why I'll tell you that so too, v'shliach. So it's v'shliach. Right, but by Kodesh, by Kiddush and Gerushin, where you don't see any idea of Machshava, you can't get married to Machshava, you need an action. So then I'll tell you, no. It's funny, so what's the Havim altogether? I mean, why don't you just say that itself is a Raya, that you don't need a Maisa, you don't need a Maisa per se. Like we were saying, the whole question is whether Shliach is going to work. So why don't you say the fact that you see... No, one second. I always say the fact that you see that the machshava works. So this machshava works. Obviously, there's no din of you doing anything because the machshava works. So like, why isn't that a kash on everything we've been saying? They're saying is I might think that in kodesh the Torah is in kentruma because kodesh Torah wants you to be involved. But you see, you need machshava. So you don't even do anything. So the machshava works. So when you say that itself undermines the idea that Torah is mechayev you to do it.
It's still you.
Right. Okay, so I think you have to say, no, that's still you. You'd say, it means you, with your machshava, have to do it. But who's to say that you use a shliach? Shliach is a different discussion.
Yeah.
So the question is, hey, what you do you have to do a maisa, or do you have to do machshava? Fine. That's one question. But whether you could use a shliach is a different question. Also, if that's the case, now you have the kasha. Now the question is, so who cares Yeshem Achshava? So you're telling me it's Yeshem Achshava. Okay, fine, but what does that do a shliach? So just because if you told me that Truma works, the Shliach works, so I'll say, oh, that's only Truma because Yeshem Machshava. Yeah, but as you just said, there's two different issues. One is a matter of whether Machshava works. The other one is whether, whether or not the Shliach works. And it seems to be the two different questions. Right? It seems to be two different questions. Yeah. And the other question we had is, then by Kodshim, right? The other problem is Gemara says that if you only told me Truma and by Kodshim, so still, I'd say that's because Truma and Kodshim is Yeshem Machshava. So the question is, so Truma is Yeshem Machshava because you could take off Truma through Machshava. But what about Kodshim? How could you do Kodshim through Machshava? You can't do a Shchita through Machshava. Why Shchita Shchita? You need a Ma'aseh Shchita. So it says no, because by Shchita, by Kodshim, you could be Makdish the animal through Machshava. You could think, Kol Nadiv Lev Olos. Teaches you that as long as you're Node with your Lev, that this is Nola, it's defined as Nola. So you see that Kodshim is also Yeshem Machshava. Question is, yeah, that's very nice, but Shchita's Kodshim isn't with Machshava, and the place where the Torah is teaching you that Shliach works is by Shchita. So therefore, the fact that, how can you say the reason why Shliach works by Truma and by Kodshim is because Yeshem Machshava, but it's working on Shchita's Pesach, and Shchita doesn't, there isn't through Machshava. So that should be a Raya, that it works even when it's not Machshava. So how's there a carryover from what it works, works by the fact that it works to be makdish and animals have anything to do with the fact that the shlita. Maybe we'll work it out better for tomorrow. But yeah, so I'm just saying some ideas here. It's like there's different ways. I can see different ways of viewing this thing of machshava working. Okay, one way I could see you saying is why did machshava work? So you could say is I think this is what you guys are trying to get at is that it's like when you have produce. It's not pshat that it's just a chiyuv. It's like yours, and you have a chiyuv to designate some of it for the galin, right? To give some of it to the galin, to give some of it truma, to kedusha. Rather, it's like it's tevel. It's omed. When you have produce, it's omed to be portion of it yours and portion of it to the galin. It's like the kohen has a zechus in reishisa in the reishas. It's like it's omed. The ratios of the produce is omed lakach, omed to be trumas Hashem. Okay, it's yours. It's true you own it, but it's really like awaiting its realization as kedusha as trumas Hashem. And in fact, that's tevel. Tevel means it's like a chalos in the stuff that is defined that it's not yet having trumas taken off. It's not just like a chiyuv to do. You don't say before I take lulav, my lulav has an identity of being not lulav, not taken. But here you see, it's like prior to taking off chumas and maestros, the food has an identity of tevel, of not being taken chumas and maestros off. So it could be it's an identity that the food is omeid l'truma. Okay, and I simply, but the problem is that it's my food, so it's like I have to allow its identity as being truma is like awaiting realization, and I have to allow it or be mara makom for the shame truma. You know what I mean? It's waiting to be defined as truma, a portion of it, and I just have to say, is it going to be here? Is it going to be there? So it's I have to let it. I have to let go of my control over the entire thing and allow the shame truma to be chal on, actualize the shame truma which exists in potential is realized through my frasha. I'm being mafresh this off from the rest of it and allowing the shame truma to be chal on it. So if that's the case, if you look at it that way, it's not really like a maisa. The chumah isn't like I'm not creating the kedusha. It's not like really a maisa afrasha. It's almost like I'm relinquishing my shlita on it and allowing the natural shame chumah to be chal upon it. So I could see if you look at it that way, I could see saying is that it's not there's no reality or significance to the action of doing chumah. I mean, it's just simply it's a relinquishing of my ownership and allowing it. Be maramakom where the shem truma should be chal. So if that's the case, I can see very well is that that's going to work by a shliach, because it's not a matter of an activity. There's no activity of the whole activity is just a relinquishing of control. So I could have someone else do it. I can do it. I can have someone else do it. right? But I could also see, I could see looking at it differently, and I think this is, maybe I have to define a little better, but you could have argued, no. You could have argued that really there is a Maisach Rasha. And Shuma, you are creating the Shem Shuma. And there's a Maisa of being a Mafresh and creating the Shem Shuma. Now there's a Gzeres HaKasav that in this framework, for whatever reason, Machshava has a din of a Maisa Afrasha. It's not, it's really, it is a din of Maisa Truma. And it's a din of being Mafresh the Truma. And there's a Maisa Afrasha. And the Maisa Afrasha creates Truma. But V'nechshav Lachem teaches you that in this area, for whatever reason, maybe doing the divalev or something, is that the mice of the machshava, being no sainin of bitzad zah or whatever, has a din of a mice of rasha. It's what's nechshav teaching? It's teaching you that there is no mice. It's just like a waiting realization, and therefore your machshava could allow it to realize it to be realized. Or no, but there is a mice. Just telling you that in this area, machshava qualifies as a mice. Saying is, in this area, there's a machshava has a din maisa. If that's the case, then shlech wouldn't work. Because the saying is, really, it's a maisa afrasha. And the fact that machshava works doesn't mean it's not, look, this is kodesh, and there's an idea of an involvement. They're just telling you that there's a maisa p'chusa is enough. The maisa of an echshava suffices. You have machshava, that also counts as maisa, but then shlech wouldn't work. So saying there would be two ways to understand what's the idea of machshava? Now you don't know which one, but the thing is, if you told me that shliach worked, I'd say is that you see here the nature of maisa is a lesser type of an involvement, whichever way you're going to go. So I'll tell you that's where the Torah says you don't really need maisa. But when it comes to kedushin, where you don't see any relaxing of the din ma'isa, there's no din machshava. It's not like it created a din of ma'isa. So what I'll tell you is that there's no precedent that there's the Torah. The din ma'isa is nothing less than a real ma'isa. I want to tighten it up a little bit. It would be nice to explain what's pshat and how does it work. It sounds a little magical. Is how exactly the machshava has a din ma'isa here. Like the first way makes sense, but this other way I'm saying is no. It's saying teaching is just goes to them and machshava is then ma'isa. How does that work exactly, or why should that work? How should that work? And also just to get the framework of the step of the Gemara, I like to get clear. What's this idea of the Havim Naskana, I guess, about what I would have said and why I can't learn. And then of course the problem is going to be to turn towards, this is totally by Truma, where you're talking about the ma'isa being a mafresh. But what about when it comes to Kodshim, when we're talking about the Shechita HaPasach? The Shechita has nothing to do with Machshava. The Shechita is Shechita. It's a Maisa Shechita. So you're not going to be able to do this by Shechita. I mean, that other problem. I don't know if this is going to necessarily help us for that. But this is the way, this is the right, I think this is the way to go. But I mean, we're going to have to make a move, enter the world of Kodshim.